So here we are, and the planet is moving and changing, and energetically it is trying to become what it was actually intended to be in its place in the universe. And here you are, growing and changing and trying to become the thing that you were intended to be in the universe. And all of this movement, which is sending us to a higher place, sending us to a place in our own lives where we can be joyful and happy. All of this is the right movement at the right time, in the right place. And it is, of course, opposed by the things that you carry inside of you that tell you wrong things about yourself, that tell you that you are limited, that tell you that you do not have the right, that tell you if you were perfect, then you would have the perfect life. We only wish there was some energetic, what do you call it, mop, that you all could have. And when those thoughts and impulses come up inside of you, you could see them on a dirty floor and you could mop them away. That is where they belong, like dirt on the floor that needs to be mopped away. So we are going to talk about a very important thing, and that is your power to choose what you consider valid and what you consider invalid. You may think that you do that. The problem is that because you are growing and changing, the old programs from the past, and believe me, the old programs from the past are about limitations, are about imperfections, are about all of the things that you have been told make you less than who you really are. Those are the programs which will oppose you as you become strong, as you become centered, as you become more one with the power of the universe and the power of your spirit. But here is a thing that was never mentioned, and that is that you get to choose. You may not be able to block a critical thought. It may appear in your mind. It may run you around in a circle for a while. But here is the switch we need to make. If you have ever tried to go to war with a negative thought, we know you have experienced that thought getting bigger, taking up more space in your mind, because the universe assumes that if you go to war with something, you actually want an able combatant. So if you fight with a negative thought, then the negative thought will be an opponent. It will be bigger. And so it leads us then to this very important thing, and that is to grow and to flourish, we must stop the war inside. Now, what do we do then when that negative thought appears? What we do is make a decision about whether or not that is important, whether or not it is good for us, whether or not we choose to focus on it. Those three things are not war. Those are what we call placement responses. Now, you may have had a fear in your life at one time or another, and as time went, perhaps you had it as a child, but as time went along, you said to yourself when that fear came up, "Was I really afraid of that? How strange." And that is a placement comment as well, because what you are saying is, I am not going to give this fear power. I'm not going to focus on it. I'm not going to do war with it. I may recognize where it came from, but I am not feeding this fear with my own beautiful energy. I will not do that. Now, when we begin to meet the thoughts and the fears that come up in our minds, not with war, and certainly not with proving that this thought is wrong, because that ends up being war as well, but simply an acknowledgement of what has come up. Look at that, and now I am afraid to turn on the boiling water. I think I understand why I was burned as a child. But here's that fear again, and I'm turning on the water. You see, it is a completely different way of dealing with what opposes your growth. And when we learn to do this with the things that rise up for us, we are then empowering ourselves in growth and in connection to the universe. And we are giving up the war, because the war never, ever did any good. Now, we could speak about, if this teaching were an octopus, it has many arms, many little arms. And since we all know that at some point you will all want to go home tonight, we will not discuss all of the arms. But we are going to take a few minutes and talk about how this particular placement of responses is the only thing that will separate you from a fear-based life. And in this time in your life, in this time in the life of the planet, we do not need fear-based lives. It is a time for light. It is a time for growth. It is a time for joy and connection. It is your time. So we will take a few moments and speak about this together in this teaching, as in all the teachings of light. May you be blessed. Begin to breathe easily and deeply. Feel the energy of peace all around you. Breathe in peace. Exhale fear. Feel a warm rain falling, and feel it fall all around you and wash away the weak. And let go of the weak. And as you feel the weak fall away from you, feel your own energy begin to restore itself. Now feel the rose of love in the air all around you. And breathe in love. Exhale war. Feel your crown center open. And as it opens, feel a bright golden sun shining above you. And feel that sun become like liquid and begin to pour the energy of the sun into your body. Feel it open the crown so that you may receive all that the universe wants you to have. Feel the golden light flow into your third eye and let that golden energy clear any fear from your third eye, from your intuitive powers. Let the golden light take away doubt in your own ability to know. Feel the third eye open and able to see inside and outside with great wisdom and deep knowing. Feel the flow of golden light down through your body and into the throat. And feel a sun take up residence in your throat. And let the sun be a protection against anything you say to yourself that is unkind or negative, that makes you less than you truly are. Let the sun block that communication. And know that the sun itself speaks to you about who you are, that you were created in the love and the light of the universe. That all that you are in your growing, all that is victory, all that is defeat, all that is anything, is embraced by the universe. And let the sun in your throat remind you of that. Feel the energy of the sun flow into your heart center. And as it flows into your heart center, see that it shines on a beautiful garden in your heart. See how rich and full, how intricate and beautiful that garden is. And as the sun shines on it, feel that garden begin to flourish and your heart center begin to expand. And feel the flow of golden light into your solar plexus. And let that sun begin to displace any emotions, old or new, that are not serving your growth. Feel anything that is not there for your joy moved out of your body so that there is a place to restore your own passion, your own love, your own joy in your life. Feel the golden light flow down through your body and into the second center. And let the sun shine on the center where so much of the old shame and judgment was put into your system. Feel the sun gently but thoroughly moving shame and judgment out of your body, making a place for natural purification without judgment. And feel the power of the sun to hold a purification center in the second center. Feel the golden light of the sun flow down through your body and move into your root. And feel the sun in your root begin to illuminate for you all that you want to build and create, all that you want to build in yourself and in your life. Feel the pieces of the root come back together and become part of the energy of the sun. And know that what the sun brings to the root is victory. Your life, your creation, as your heart wants it to be. And feel the sun's rays spread through your body to heal you, to relieve tension from your body, to bring brightness and beauty to your thoughts and your movements. And feel that energy of the sun move past the outside of your body to make a field of light that draws to you what is for you, so that you are only looking for life to bring you what this beautiful golden light attracts. And feel yourself full and supported. Feel yourself known and loved. And feel the protection of the universe all around you as you move forward in your life. And feel the smile of the universe as you join your own energy with that power and that light. Now bring your attention into your heart center. And see that which created you has left a gift for you in your heart center. Rest your mind and allow everything in you that is able to simply know, to know your gift. And feel the energy of the mother all around you. Breathe her in. Rest in her love and her power. Begin to breathe into the center of your body to balance and to ground. when you've grounded in your body, open your eyes.